In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is among us. A happy and blessed Palm Sunday to each and every one of you. Shanini Mubaraki. Right, Elma? Where's Elma? Okay, here we go. That's how we say it in Arabic. Shanini is Hosanna. From the liturgical point of view, Saturday of Lazarus was the pre-feast for Palm Sunday, when the God-man, Jesus of Nazareth, enters his own city, Jerusalem. And for that reason, yesterday our children prepared candles for this preparation. And the adults, several of us, sat and figured out after a period of time how to fold palms into crosses. But I think they turned out pretty good today. Remember that, because next year we're doing the same thing. Both feasts have a common theme: triumph and victory, light and joy. Lazarus Saturday particularly revealed the enemy, death. Palm Sunday announces the victory, the triumph of God's kingdom, and the acceptance, while only for a brief moment, for a moment there, the world accepting the one true King, Jesus the Christ. During his earthly life, Jesus the Christ only once made visible this triumphant and solemn entrance into his own city. Only one time. And that was today. In all the public years of our Lord's life, up until this Palm Sunday, our Lord always rejected and consistently rejected any attempts to glorify him on earth, any kind of acknowledgement as the King. 6 days, however, before the Passover, 6 days before the Passover, our Lord not only accepted on this day to be glorified, he arranged it himself and he planned it himself. He is fulfilling what the prophet Zechariah had already foretold, quote, "Behold, your King comes to you, humble, and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." End of quote. On Palm Sunday, the God-man wanted to be acclaimed and acknowledged as the Messiah, the King, and the Redeemer of Israel. And the crowd, the city, responded accordingly. As we heard in two different accounts today, the testimony is this: we hear the report of palms, we hear the exclamation of Hosanna, and the acclamation that Jesus of Nazareth is the Son of David, the King of Israel. The gospel writers then are making it very clear. Israel on this day is fulfilling its purpose, its reason why it was established in history, to announce the true King of the world, the true Redeemer, the true Savior. The establishment of the people of Israel was not ever about having an earthly kingdom. It was never about a temporal power. God established the people of Israel, the Hebrew people as a nation, in order to prepare and announce the kingdom of God on earth, to announce the advent of the Messiah. That was the mission and the reason why Israel existed. And on Palm Sunday, some 2,000 years ago, this promise was finally fulfilled. The king entered his holy city. And for the briefest of moments, his city received him. However, soon their king would betray their expectations. And in a short few days, these same people will cry out, "Crucify him. Get rid of him. He's not what we wanted." How many people who have believed in Christ have become, for some reason or whatever reason, disappointed in him and then betrayed him and turned away from him? I don't think the story I'm about to tell you, a true story, is anything particular to this old grandmother. This old grandmother believed most of her life in Christ. She lived through World War I, she lived through World War II. And yet by the end of her life, she had denied God. And she was conversing with a bishop. And she told him, "I no longer believe in Christ. I no longer believe in God." And the bishop asked her why. "How can you let my grandson die?" And the bishop responded, "But in all those years of mass slaughter and bloodshed of so many innocent people, you never doubted God. You never denied him." And she looked at the bishop and said, "Yes, but that meant little to me. I didn't know those people. But I knew and loved my grandson. He was my child." What does today's liturgical celebration mean for you and me? With palm branches in our hands, we identify ourselves with the people of Jerusalem. Together today, we acclaim him as king. And we exclaimed, "Hosanna to the Son of David." The question for you in your heart: is he really your king? Does he really rule your heart? To carry these weapons of victory, as our church tells us in our prayers, the palms of the weapons of victory, let today not be a ritualistic act, empty symbolism. When you carry that palm, and you're going to take that palm home today, you're recommitting yourself today to his kingdom. Even if you have felt betrayed and disappointed by him, today's procession and today's liturgy is a recommitment to living more faithfully your baptismal promises, where the Lord is truly the content of your life, the measure of your life, the rule of your heart. Because let's ask ourselves, how many times do you and I forget the Lord and his divine love in a single 24-hour day? Or how many times have we been indifferent to the Lord in a 24-hour day period? How often do we read the scriptures and attend the liturgies, but only as mere spectators? This week, will the Lord and these Holy Week liturgies take the priority in your life? Who is your king? Who is your first love? Who holds your first loyalty. Today you receive from the priest the palm. On that moment, at that moment, you made a personal commitment to the kingship of Christ, to the kingdom of selfless love. Lord, you are my king, even in times of disappointment. Lord, you are the content of my life, even when the crowd around me, family and friends and acquaintances, shout, "Crucify him." Lord, I will not quietly blend in with the curious crowd on that first Good Friday who came out to see you as mere spectators. I will not be silent in the face of injustice. And Lord, I will not be like those soldiers who physically nailed you to the cross because they were just doing their job. This week, do not be mere spectators. May Christ and his kingdom, the content of your life, and the content of this week, and make every attempt to attend every single Holy Week liturgy. Take to heart Mary, the Mother of God, who accompanied silently her beloved Son all the way to the tomb. Take to heart the young boy John the Apostle, who stayed close to his master, even though he didn't understand what was going on, because it was love that kept him close. Christ is among us.
Amen.